Hi, everyone. My name is Aspen, and welcome back to the Leading Ladies podcast. Today, we are welcoming Katie Davis. Katie is a director at PricewaterhouseCoopers, one of the largest business consulting firms in the world. PwC is a global business consulting firm with over 350,000 employees. Katie has been with PwC since 2014 and is a director of their data risk and privacy group and leads the privacy deals team. Katie has an undergraduate degree in sociology from the University of Kansas and her JD from the Loyola Chicago School of Law. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Kind of, as you know, the purpose of this podcast is to help inspire the next generation of female leaders so that they kind of know what to expect and can get some advice about their future careers.
Great.
So starting off, could you just share a little bit about your current job and kind of what you do in your position?
Sure. So I have been with PwC. It will be 10 years in about a week, next week, I think, 10 years. So, and I am a director in our data risk and privacy practice. I help clients prepare themselves to be compliant with privacy regulations globally and within the U.S., I help organizations organize and design their privacy operations, their privacy processes. But then most of my job is leading our privacy deals team. So that's related to mergers and acquisitions. Primarily, I help our clients who are looking to buy or acquire businesses.
Yeah.
And our team looks at the privacy operations portion of that to understand whether or not the company that is looking to be acquired kind of meets the expectations of the buyer.
Yeah, that's awesome. And when you first started at PwC, did you kind of start in a similar position to the one you're in now, or did you start in a lower position and kind of work your way up to where you are?
I have definitely worked my way up. I started as a senior associate. I was a senior associate for 3 years. I was a manager for 2 years, a senior manager for 2 years, and now I've been a director. I'm in my third year.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And I guess now kind of that you're at the top of the rankings a little bit, how has your experience as a woman been being at the top of a company like that?
You know, PwC as an organization puts a lot of effort into diversity and inclusion efforts. For example, I participate in our women's consulting experience, which is students in their going into their junior year of college, women going into their junior year of college, helping them understand how PwC works and what it's all about and thinking about joining us for their internship. So there's a lot of effort put into bringing women into consulting. That changes a little bit as you go up the ranks. People's lives change, priorities change. Women leaders in our organization that have been mentors to me. And of course, I try to also be a mentor to others, to other women in our organization.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. And then this is kind of going down a little bit of a different path here, but could you share a little bit about how you were kind of as a student in high school? So were you super focused on your grades or anything like that? And like kind of that kind of stuff.
You know, in high school, high school was easy for me. I just kind of did my thing. I was a good student. I wasn't at the very top, but I, you know, was in honors classes or what we would call, I think, AP classes now. Didn't have a problem with high school. That did not serve me very well once I got to college because I didn't know how to study. Didn't know how just not to kind of absorb. So my first year in college was a big learning curve for me and shifted my high school self. I was a very not confident high schooler, for sure. That's something that has taken me quite a while to develop some confidence. But I was a good student. And then college was a challenge and made me into a better learner.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of something that a lot of people say. They're like, oh, yeah, I kind of had an easy time in high school and I had to learn how to actually study in college. So, yeah. And when you were in high school or even in college, like, what kind of things did you do outside of school? So sports, clubs, anything like that?
Yeah, kind of a variety. I would say at the beginning, so I think my freshman year of high school, you're asking me to go kind of way back, but I was on the freshman girls basketball team. And then my interests kind of shift. So starting like sophomore year, I did show choir. Choir. Yeah, and did that those kinds of activities then. A little bit more away from sports and more towards like choir, did a couple of the high school plays.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I know you kind of already said this, but your college experience compared to high school, kind of how was that shift more specifically than just like, I guess, learning how to study? Was it like a different environment of people that you were around? Did you like it more than high school? That kind of thing.
So my college was tough. I had to work full time while I was in college.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get to do all of the extracurricular types of
things
that I wanted to do or that some of my peers did. But you know, and I shifted my focus quite a bit. So I ended up meeting just a lot of very interesting people. Mm-hmm. And taking a lot of very interesting classes. I think my 18-year-old self, if I could have like found a career in like Greek mythology or something, I would have done that. But you know, have to be maybe a little bit more practical than that. So it was definitely a challenge, and it you know, kind of opened my eyes to kind of what all the possibilities were. I went into college thinking I was going to be pre-med. My dad's got like a lot of healthcare in my family. I thought that was, I took a semester of chemistry and thought I cannot do this. That is not going to happen. So, shifted a couple of times and then ended up majoring in sociology, which was fantastic. It was a great major for me, a great topic. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm taking chemistry this year right now, and it's crazy. There's definitely a lot of people that are like, oh, maybe I don't want to do this.
My brain does not work that way.
Yeah, neither does mine. I'm like, I don't. I'm not getting it.
Lots of things I'm good at. That is not one of them.
Exactly. And I guess kind of how is – because obviously I wouldn't see sociology as being something – at least like right off the bat without thinking about it, is something that's super related to business or law or anything like that. So kind of like, how is that related to your current job? How have you used it?
You know, one thing to kind of understand as you're starting and you're thinking about your education and your career, it's all cumulative. Mm-hmm. And what you were doing when you are 22 is not what you were going to be doing likely when you are 42. And I suppose my journey is a good example of that. When I was working in college, I worked at a group home. So I did a lot of direct care with adults with different developmental disabilities. Loved it. I loved that work. Loved the organization I worked for. So my first job out of college and for the first several years was in social services. Started out as a case manager. Went into residential services. Then I was the assistant director. And by the time I was 27, I was the director for a residential agency. We had about 100 people that we were caring for and probably twice as many staff. I don't really remember any longer. And I loved it. And there were a lot of things that I've used in my professional development that I learned while doing social services. how to manage expectations, how to deal with crisis, how to help individuals, how to manage people, like human resources and basic things like that. So a lot of just skills that I developed, yeah. But I am not really a person who can kind of stand still. Like I said, I was 27 and I felt like, where am I going to go? So that's when I decided to take the LSAT. I sat on that for a little bit. I thought, you know, law really interested me. I felt like it is a postgraduate degree that really opens up a lot of opportunities, whether you practice, you know, litigation and go to, you know, stand in front of a judge or not. I sat on that LSAT for a while, I'm not going to lie. So I went to law school later than other people.
Yeah.
And again, I worked through law school. So I did the part-time evening thing. It took me 4 years to do.
Yeah.
To complete my degree. I worked as a law clerk time, just learned a lot about how to be a lawyer in the legal profession. But I actually knew fairly early on in law school that I probably was not going to do litigation forever. Mm-hmm. That probably was not going to be my path. So in fact, I have my health law certificate, which required me to do some additional activities, one of which was to do an internship. And I did an internship at Takeda Pharmaceuticals in their ethics and compliance department.
Yeah.
Really loved that area and that group. So moved from Chicago to Colorado about 11 years ago and took a job as an assistant ethics and compliance officer. It wasn't really the right place for me. And then that's where I found consulting.
Yeah.
Not go into consulting thinking that I was going to kind of be where I am now. I really kind of saw myself as a risk and regulatory type of resource and really thought that would be more of the work I did. But I've just ended up learning so much more. So all of the things that I've learned in the last 10 years have been working with great teams that have taught me about cyber. I've gotten to apply my healthcare and my privacy and my compliance and my legal background now into privacy operations.
Oh, okay.
And that's, it's just, and I'm still learning. It's still, still developing. So that's kind of the journey.
That's super cool. Because I feel like a lot of people are very set on going down one path. I know so many people that I go to school with that are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go be a doctor. And I think it's just cool to hear from other people who were going to go plan on doing something and completely switch directions. So that's super interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess now talking about your job, what are some of your favorite parts of your job now or your least favorite parts of your job now? Because I know you talked about your previous jobs, but what about your current one?
Yeah. I do love my current job. I love my team. I love the people that I work with. I have the opportunity just to work with some of the smartest, most motivated individuals. Like, it's a whole company of overachievers. You can't beat that. So I love the environment. I love the challenge that every new project brings. So every time a client comes to us with something they need help with, we certainly can borrow from what we've done before, but it's always unique to the client. So it's a lot of fun. So I love that I'm still learning. I'm still growing and the people that I work with, for sure. Some of the challenges, you can probably imagine, it takes a lot of time, effort.
Yeah.
That balance with family and other activities can definitely be a challenge. And I know I have other women in the organization, other moms who will, you know, ask me, what's the secret? There's not a secret. It's something you have to keep balancing. You balance as things change and make it work. That's definitely one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, that's awesome that there's like other people that in your organization that kind of ask you about those things, that you're all kind of just like a big group together. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then kind of as you were, you know, going through all of those, like, I guess, career changes, as you kind of switched paths, did you ever have, like, any experiences where other people were kind of just not understanding what you were doing or, you know, just wondering why you couldn't stick with what you were doing? And if so, kind of how did you manage that?
No, not really. I think my family and the people around me have always been very supportive. Yeah. I will tell you, there were certainly times when I was, specifically when I was in law school, you know, away from my family, by myself, thinking, yeah, what am I doing here by myself? But I had some amazing friends that I met in law school, amazing yeah. friends that I met in school that became that support group. And so I think I've always been very supported, actually, in
yeah.
changing and growing and doing. That's been my experience.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I feel like a lot of people don't have that experience. So that's super cool that you kind of found your group of people.
Yeah, for sure.
And I guess kind of similar question, but when you were going through all of that, you know, I know you mentioned you were kind of thinking sometimes, like, what am I doing right now? Kind of how did you handle those moments where you were just wondering, what am I doing? And you were really uncertain about what you were going to go do?
You know, I think, and this is with a lot of things, you just have to keep reminding yourself what your end goal is.
Yeah.
And that you can do tough things. And yes, not everything is easy and not everything is pleasant, but you have to have belief in yourself that you can do those things and realize mm-hmm. that nothing, you know, nothing lasts forever. I think it is also very important to have the support group, you know, not just like friends, but friends that for me, like became family, that I went to holidays with, that I did activities with, that really sustained me through the tough parts. And of course you have times, you know this, right, where you're feeling more motivated than other times. You just have to realize that motivation will come back, even, you know, when you're in a dip, you will come back out of it.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing to know, that it's always going to turn itself around, even if it's bad.
That's right.
And then kind of a little last question here. If you could give a piece of advice to your 16-year-old self, to your 20-year-old self, or, you know, a younger girl, high schooler that's watching this, if you yeah. could give them like a piece of advice or a mantra to carry with them, what would it be?
You know, I would say to just remember that everything is cumulative, and even the bad experience or the trying experiences
yeah.
add to your growth.
Yeah.
So I think that giving yourself the opportunity to, to have opportunity, giving yourself the ability, don't close doors.
Yeah.
Keep all the opportunities open, because you never know which way you're going to want to go. And that it's all cumulative. The other thing I would say is it's okay not to be good at everything. I promise you that nobody's hiring me to do math. I can do basic, you know, basic functions that I need to, but no one's going to be hiring me for a finance job. I promise. And that's okay. That's okay. So it's okay not to be good at everything. Find the things that you are good at and stick with those.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Thank you so much for coming on here. I really appreciate it. And